USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump took to Truth Social on Wednesday to attack mail-in voting amid problems with the process in Pennsylvania. On primary day, Lancaster County officials said an estimated two-thirds of 21,000 mail-in ballots received could not be scanned because of a printing error. Trump-endorsed Mehmet Oz pulled ahead of David McCormick by about 2,000 votes, with more than 1.3 million ballots counted. Results are not expected to be announced for several days. The U.S. Soccer Federation has reached milestone agreements to pay its men's and women's teams equally. That makes the American national governing body the first in the sport to promise both sexes matching money. The federation has announced separate collective bargaining agreements through 2028 with the unions for both national teams. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Nearly half of President Joe Biden's 22.2 million Twitter followers are bogus, according to a new audit. The audit, conducted for the social media giant by software firm SparkToro and reported by Newsweek, found that 49.3% of the president's followers are fake followers. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is attempting to buy Twitter and has expressed concern over sham accounts. A new South Carolina law bans biological males from women's sports. The Save Women's Sports Act was passed by the South Carolina General Assembly on May 10th and signed by Governor Henry McMaster on Monday. The law is designed to ensure fair opportunities are preserved for all children to compete in sports, which is based on the student's biological sex listed on the official birth certificate. And President Biden received a briefing on efforts to prepare for hurricane season. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The U.S., several global development banks, and other groups unveiled a multi-billion dollar plan on Wednesday meant to address a worldwide food security crisis. The Treasury Department announced several global development banks are working to prevent starvation prompted by the war between Russia and Ukraine, rising food costs, and climate damage to crops. Wildfires continue to ravage New Mexico. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
The nation's biggest wildfire is growing in New Mexico. It's up to about 300,000 acres and is only 26% contained. Several more counties are on standby for possible evacuations, and two national forests in the state will close tomorrow as a precaution. The governor spoke to President Biden about the situation yesterday after he approved a disaster declaration earlier this month. Six other states are also battling large wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street Wednesday afternoon as dismal results from Target renew fears that inflation is battering U.S. companies. Target lost more than a quarter of its value, dragging other retailers down with it. The defamation trial between actors Johnny Depp and Amber Heard heats up. Heard's sister plans to take the stand Wednesday, while Depp's ex will testify on Amber Heard's behalf. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.